An 8.5 millimeter vault wind down shows how fast DeFi yield confidence breaks. A DeFi yield vault run by Altura processed $8.5 million in USDT redemptions inside 24 hours and then started an orderly wind down, according to a June 23, 2026 report from Crypto Slate. No contract was drained. No key was leaked. The vault emptied because depositors stopped trusting the wider yield market around it, and they wanted out before everyone else did. The trigger sat one step removed from Altura itself. Accountable, a third-party verification provider, ended its relationship with Main Street, a separate yield-bearing stablecoin product, over verification standards Main Street had not met. That single decision rippled outward. Holders of other yield products, including Altura's vault, moved to redeem rather than wait to find out whether the problem reached them. Altura said plainly that it had no direct exposure to Main Street or its strategies. The redemptions came anyway. A verifier cut, not a smart contract failure. The distinction matters for anyone trying to read this event correctly. A hack means assets left a contract without permission. A DPEG means a token stopped trading at its reference value. Neither happened here. USDT held its $1 peg throughout, backed by a reported $186 billion in total market value, and Altura reported no loss of underlying assets. What broke was confidence. Accountable's withdrawal of verification from Main Street removed an external signal that other depositors had been relying on, and the absence of that signal was enough to start a redemption queue. Altura's CEO, Ranveer Arora, leads a vault operating in the tens of millions of dollars. So $8.5 million leaving in a day is a meaningful share of the book. Winding the vault down in an orderly way was a choice to honor redemptions in sequence rather than gate them or let a disorderly rush set the terms. Liquidity that runs on different clocks. The harder lesson is buried in how yield vaults actually hold their assets. A vault advertising a single redeemable balance often parks that balance across positions that do not all turn back into cash at the same speed. Exchange withdrawals can settle in minutes. Private credit repayments can take weeks. Real-world asset settlement windows follow their own calendars and can lag further still. On a calm day, this mismatch is invisible. Redemptions trickle in, the fastest settling assets cover them, and nobody notices the slower legs. On a day when $8.5 million wants out at once, the order of the queue decides who gets paid on time and who waits. Early redeemers draw down the liquid layer first. Later requests can sit until a slower position matures or unwinds. That is the timing risk Altura's wind-down was managing, and it exists in any product that promises instant exit while holding assets that settle on a delay. The reach of a confidence run. For people who hold stablecoins to spend rather than to farm, the read-through is direct. A stablecoin balance sitting inside a yield product is not the same as a stablecoin sitting in your own wallet, even when both show the same dollar figure. The yield version carries the counterparty and the queue. When confidence breaks somewhere adjacent, your access depends on where you stand in line, not only on whether your specific provider is solvent. That gap is the case for spending from your own keys where it fits your needs. A non-custodial setup removes the redemption queue entirely because there is no custodian to redeem from. It does not remove every risk, and yield is the obvious trade-off, but it sidesteps the failure mode on display here, a run that starts at a product you do not even hold. The same caution applies to topping up a crypto card from a high-yield balance. The disclosed APY rarely prices the chance that a neighbor's problem freezes your exit for a few days. Contagion through shared infrastructure is a recurring pattern, not a one-off. Verification providers, oracle feeds, bridge layers, and settlement venues are points where one firm's trouble becomes many firms' trouble. Altura's vault did not fail. It demonstrated how little distance separates a healthy product from a redemption run when the trust around it thins.